views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am very pleased to welcome today a very special guest, Annie Kagan, the author of an amazing book, which I have in my hand, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. And I have to tell you, I could not put this book down. I had to put everything else aside to finish reading it. It grips you from the first page until the last page, and it is just an amazing experience to read about this transformational process that occurred both in Annie's life and in the life of her brother, her real-life brother. So our show today will last for almost an hour, and Annie is a very special person, and instead of me talking about her and giving you the background, I would just love to welcome and invite Annie Kagan to tell us a little bit about herself and what happened that brought about this book. So welcome, Annie.
Hi, David. It's my pleasure to be here on this beautiful day.
Great. So tell us what happened and give us, for those who haven't read your book, a little background as to how this came about.
Yes. Well, I had been a chiropractor in New York City, and after a certain amount of time, I started to become kind of, I would say, depressed from working with people who weren't feeling well all the time. And so I thought a really good remedy would be to learn how to meditate. And just as I had that wish, a patient of mine came in who meditated, and he introduced me to a very esoteric teacher, and to my shock and amazement, I began meditating 3 hours a day, which was not something I had ever planned. I thought, oh, maybe I'll, you know, meditate for 20 minutes and they'll make my work life easier. But actually what happened was the opposite. This particular meditation in my case made me really, really, really sensitized. And when I went to work, I felt the pain of my patients even more. And I just felt like my New York City life was becoming just overwhelming, the peace and the ego and the whole thing just started to really fray my nerves. So feeling like I was kind of jumping off a cliff, I decided to give everything up. I sold my practice. I left my marriage for a while, and they moved to a really small house on Long Island by the bay. And I thought, well, maybe I would try writing music again, which I had done when I was younger. And since I was a lyricist, I was very isolated, and I decided that I would join a writing class just to get out of the house. And then my brother, Billy Fingers, who had been missing for many years because he had very serious addiction problems, Billy showed up. I spent years trying to save him, and then he died. And I was completely grief-stricken when he died. I felt I could have, should have done more. I was so upset that I could barely get out of bed. And 3 weeks after he died, it was my birthday. And just as the sun was coming up, I heard Billy talking to me in his normal voice, saying, "Annie, get up. It's me. It's me." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, Billy, you're dead. I'm dreaming, right?" He's like, no, get up. Go get the notebook that I gave you." And then I got out of bed. I started looking for this special notebook he had given me. And then he started to tell me the wonderful new universe he was in, that the first thing was he assured me that he was in bliss, he was happy, he was great, he was wonderful, and that death wasn't as serious as we all think it is, that it was very enjoyable, actually it couldn't be better, and that we would meet again. And David, that was the first of an endless series of visits from my brother Billy, who then began to teach me the secrets of the mystery of death and the other mysteries of life.
Well, this book is amazing. And, you know, I've read a lot of near-death experience books and books about the afterlife. And I have to say, this was a paradigm shifter for me. And it surrounded the fact that Billy was, you know, had been a drug addict, and he was kind of, as you say, a bad boy brother. And yet even he experienced an amazing transformation and was in a beautiful state. And it just goes to prove that death is not really real, the death that we think, and there's amazing life afterwards, and we shouldn't fear death. And so tell us more about some of the things he shared and how it transformed you too.
Right. Well, I think you just mentioned something that's really important to everybody, which is, even though Billy had all these problems and really was in a lot of pain at the end of his life, his soul now, after we die, we are soul. And I think it kind of turns the way we judge things on its head, because he says that actually his drug addiction was his spiritual past, and that it was the most interesting part of his life, that struggle that he went through. And I think that people really identify, especially these days, with not being so-called perfect. And perhaps the things that are hardest for us are those things that would bring us the most wisdom. It depends how we look at it. And so many people get tremendous comfort and hope and faith from the fact that, wow, we're all going in the direction of evolution of our soul, and that death is a doorway to a wonderful realm. And some of the things that we've learned about punishment and sin, and, you know, we're so bad, that's not the truth. The truth is the divine is thankfully so much more loving, compassionate, and wiser than we are.
Yeah, we tend to judge people based on outer circumstances. And, you know, I've believed in reincarnation since I've been 14. And I realized later in life that, you know, each lifetime is just a little slice of who we are. And that we're so much greater than what people may observe, just who we may seem to be through the, you know, what we're out picturing right now. And this was really true in Billy's case. You share in the book and I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself, that, you know, he kept a diary and he had this very intimate relationship with God, the creator, his source. And this was going on even while, you know, he was struggling with this addiction. And it's just an amazing thing. Now, we're coming up to our first commercial break. Time is flying here. And my guest today is Annie Kagan, the author of an amazing best-selling book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. And we're going to talk much, much more after this commercial break about Billy's message, which is absolutely beautiful, very spiritual, and how we can grow from learning about his experience in our life upon earth and make this life meaningful, real, and precious and loving. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're We're back with Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and my guest today is Annie Kagan. And during the break, we were talking about this gift that she has, which I believe, and she affirmed that she developed through a meditation practice of being able to kind of hear beyond the veil. So, Annie, share with us a little bit more about this dynamic, and is it ongoing, and what has it afforded you in terms of other experiences, even maybe to the present time?
Yes. Also, I want to say that, you know, my father, ever since I was little, always, his parents died quite young, and he always told me that he spoke to his mother and father. And I thought he meant, you know, conversations in his head, like what they would say and what he would say. And so I definitely think this ability, I've researched it, often runs in families. Mm. I think that one of the most important things, especially lately, because Billy is still in communication with me, I just want to tell people, and of course there's no reason they should believe me. I mean, if you read the book, I give a lot of proof in the book, but I really want people to know and understand that we really, really do go on. It's not just some fairy tale that, you know, has been made up to make you feel better and to make you feel better when someone transcends or crosses to the other side, that we have eternal souls and that love is really the thing that continues on. Sometimes people get upset because they had such a loving relationship with, say, their mom or their brother or sister or wife or husband, and why doesn't it happen to them? And I can't really say, but I feel like Billy is a stand-in for everyone because he has this ability, or this was his fate and this was my fate. And also, you know, the end of his life because of his addictions was very difficult for me and for him. It wasn't like everything was wonderful between us. It was difficult. But the only thing that continues after you go through the door of death really is love. And it's real. It's real. It's not something that is manufactured. And if you could contemplate what it really means that we go on and that there are other levels, and there are levels where there's love, the kind of love that you just don't experience down here because the nature of reality here is much harsher. But it's the kind of love that you can access where you are just by thinking about it, really, just by imagining divine love. So I guess he's really sending a message of love and a message of empowerment. Everyone in my family was always quite rebellious. even though he was the bad boy brother, in my good girlness, I was still quite the rebel. And my mother and father, we were always really very much individuals. And I think one of the things that Billy teaches about life is develop your own power. Develop your own view of yourself. Be on your own side. Don't let other people live your life for you. And by doing that, you'll become strong. And that strength will serve you on this side and on the next side as well.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to give away one free autographed copy of your beautiful book, and people can call 312-253-7600. Again, that's 312-253-7600. And some fortunate person out there will get a free autographed copy of your book. And by the way, for our next segment, if you would like to ask a question of Annie, you can call 1-800-253-7600. 930-2819. And if somebody does call in the next quarter hour after the half hour, we'll take some calls to 1-800-930-2819. You know, Annie, this message is so beautiful. And one of the things that really touched me in the book was the fact that your brother went into this very sacred space of oneness with the universe, with the all.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of blended with the allness of the divine light and it's kind of the omnipresence of all that is that we could call God or the universe or whatever. And to me, this was amazing because, you know, we all have our perceptions of what heaven may be like or what the afterlife is like. In his case, it was really amazing. Can you explain to those who may not have read your book a little bit more about this and how this was really part of an important message for the audience that you have around the world?
Yeah, I think that this part, it's called Becoming the Universe, was where the book really takes off into, or Billy takes off into, unexplored territory. And I think it answers a lot of questions that seekers have, because a lot of people, when they think about death or meditation, or people are afraid of losing their self, right? Like, mm-hmm. You want to be a self, or do you want to be one? Like, I always thought when I died, I would just be a drop in the pool of bliss, and I wouldn't be myself anymore, but it would be okay because I wouldn't know that I wasn't myself. So that was okay with me. But what Billy does is he says he's at this point where he's reviewed his life, and then in his bad boy, adorable way, he says, you know, I'm kind of like sick of reviewing my life. Like, it's much more interesting being here than looking back on what I did. Like, wow, I'm here in this amazing universe. And then he gets a blessing from divine beings, and he starts to lose his boundaries and really expand beyond himself into the allness of love. And what's really interesting is he says, you know, I'm losing myself. But you have to understand, it feels so good, I don't care. So it's kind of addressing everyone's fear, like, oh, I won't be myself anymore, how scary. But no, it's not scary, because it's so blissful that you don't mind, you love it. And then what's really great is that then he kind of and in that expanded state, he absorbs love, which he says is at the center of everything. And then he kind of comes back together and reconstitutes, and he's still himself, but now he's himself evolved into a higher, more loving being. And that happens throughout his journey, is this expansion and losing of so-called individual characteristics, and then reforming into an individual again, but in a higher state. So I think that addresses, at least for me, some of our fear of letting go. Because when you let go, you're just letting go into this higher state, and oh, then you come back to yourself again. So it's in and out, in and out.
It's a really interesting dynamic, because it kind of just changes our view of this anthropomorphic self that we, you know, so identify with on Earth. That, you know, you mentioned the word soul, and we are this soul stuff, the spirit energy, and yet we still have this individuality beyond the veil, and yet we can kind of morph into maybe what physics talks about as either photonic energy or the individual particles of light, and it's like we can go back and forth, and that's what's magical and beautiful about Billy's experience.
Yes, the going back and forth, and like quantum says, you know, everything is a wave and a particle. So there's no this or that, and it all becomes good.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's on Earth, sometimes we say, "Oh, it's all good," but really, on the other side, it is all good.
And it can be all good here, based on our consciousness, if we get beyond duality and just judging everything and judging people, even addicts, because this book gave me so much hope to like move beyond judgment of anyone or anything based on their outer form.
Yes, and of yourself. When you think that you're not doing well enough, or, you know, you're not where you want to be, or, you know, people judge themselves as well, and you just don't know who, you know, you just don't know. And that not knowing, I have to admit, David, is one of the biggest blessings of this whole experience is that I don't have to know.
We don't have to know. We can
no.
kind of remain in ignorant bliss, but it's an enlightened ignorant bliss.
Exactly.
All right. Well, my guest today is Annie Kagan. We're going to take our next commercial break, and we do have two callers who are eager to ask Annie a question or make some comments. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Not right. Just this morning you cried.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like, just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
To Sheer Out. Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis, and I'm interviewing my wonderful guest, Annie Kagan, the author of The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. And you can go online and look at Annie's website by the name of the book, afterlifeofbillyfingers.com, afterlifeofbillyfingers.com, or you can just go to AnnieKagan.com? And that's
the same thing. Definitely go to Afterlife Billy Fingers' Facebook page, because there are all these pictures with Billy's wisdom. I think we have almost 190,000 people having all these conversations about all this stuff. It's a really fun, great page.
Wonderful. Okay. So we have two callers, and their first caller is David from Ohio. Go ahead, David.
It's really an honor to talk to you. I was really thrilled with the book, and it moved me a lot. The one thing I was going to ask, though, was you did speak a little bit about writing music, and I was really excited to find out, but I looked all over, couldn't find anything that maybe you, where we could hear something maybe you've done, or some insight into how this is reflected on your being able to write music. That's my one question.
Okay. Well, as of now, my music is not really available, but I've had so many requests that I'm trying to figure out how to do that. One thing that I think is relevant here is that this wonderful woman, Margaret Wendt, who knew George Anderson, the psychic, said that she felt that one of the reasons that I was able to do this is because when you work with music, music is an invisible vibratory energy. So when I hear Billy, it's also vibratory energy. So when you write music and you're writing a melody, you're kind of tuning in. You kind of hear the melody. It's not so much that you're creating it exactly. It's like you're listening for something. And between that right. and meditation, I think that that's where the listening is. But if I make some of my music available, I will post it on my Facebook page. So
wonderful.
Thank you for asking.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Thank you,
so
David.
So excited. And it's encouraging to read where I like the part where you were, where people sort of doubted your sanity and you went ahead with it, and then you were courageous enough to stand up for your own self and have for the love and God within you. That's the other
Thank
part.
Thank you. I will say, interestingly enough, that I really didn't care so much what other people thought of me. I guess my whole family was a little bit like that. It was more my bigger fear was being like an invasion on the experience. Like the experience was so cool for me that it was hard to share it. That was the harder part, because I'm so used to people thinking that, you know, I don't know. I never put too much stock into what too many people said. And also Billy assured me from the beginning, which was the biggest help, was that it was never my job to convince anybody that it's true or not true. Just tell the truth, tell the story that happened to you. And it's really great when you tell the truth, because then you don't have to worry about, oh, what did I say?
Well, I can relate to
what you're
saying. No,
but you encourage the people out here.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for calling.
Before we take our next caller, Donald from Minneapolis, I'd just like to say we are going to have a wonderful two-session Mayer University event this coming Sunday, November 9th and the 16th, taught by Boyd Batten. It's on inner stillness. And you can go to MeruUniversity.org, that's M-E-R-U, University.org, and register. So, Donald from Minneapolis, you're on the air.
Hi, Donald.
Good morning, David, and good morning, Annie. I loved your book, Annie.
I read it in
two sessions, two different days. And what was interesting was chapter 33, which I had not read prior to what happened. Your brother speaks of his soul group or his tribe that was singing praises to him for his journey through life, and how he was courageous, and they were sending him with so much love. And the music sounded like Mahler's Eighth.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly enough, before I actually read the second part of the book and then finished it that night, I was inspired to go to the internet and play Mahler's Eighth.
Oh my God. So, you mean before you read that?
Before I read that.
Oh, I
and
love
so
that.
I asked myself,
Billy's working with you.
I asked myself, is this a coincidence?
Oh my God, that's so great.
Really,
and I just want to say that, like, the whole Mahler's Eighth experience, I'm so glad you picked that out, because that was the ultimate experience for me. Like, that experience proved to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that there was no way that this wasn't real. There were too many layers to the proof.
Right.
And that experience changed my whole life. For the listeners who haven't read it, you know, like, along the way, Billy gave me proof that it wasn't my imagination. Otherwise, I probably would never have written the book, because I wouldn't have felt that it was fair to put the information out there without really believing it was true. And he was describing this music, this song that was being sung to him. And then he said, oh, it's like Mahler's Eighth, which I didn't even know existed at the time. And it was a complete reflection of what was happening there was now reflected here. And it was just, there was just no way it could have been a coincidence. So I love that, David. I love
Thank you, Donald. Did you have any comments or questions?
Well, I just wondered if Annie thought there would be a follow-up to her first book eventually.
I don't know yet. I think maybe, but I'm not sure, because Billy, it's been a big experience for me. Like, the book coming out and people kind of having their own experiences around it. It's been a lot of energy. And so I've had to really take some time to myself. And Billy said, I don't have to do anything. I don't want to. So it's really going to depend upon what feels good in the future. But you could always read it a second time, because then it will be a completely different book. I've heard.
Well, I definitely plan to read it a second time.
Sometimes I go back and I read it and I'm like, who wrote this book? This is very cool.
Great. Well, on the back of the book, you have a number of endorsements, and one of them is Mirabai Starr, who I love, and we actually had her share with us during a Mayer University course a number of years ago, and she says, a work of transcendent wisdom, irreverent humor, and sublime beauty. And she's the author of The Interior Castle and The Dark Night of the Soul. And
God of Love. That's my favorite book of hers.
Oh, yeah. What a
God of Love is so amazing.
Wonderful person. And
yes, she is.
And then on the cover, Dr. Raymond Moody, who's really a specialist in the afterlife and between lives research, calls it a fascinating book. So the book, again, is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. For any of you who are just tuning in to this radio program today, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death by Annie Kagan. The book is also available for $16.95 at www.redwheelwiser.com. So
yes, and also Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes to download.
Great.
Everywhere.
So, and again, we are giving away one signed copy. You can call 312-253-7600 to be entered into the drawing for the free book. So, Annie, how has this book changed you and your life, and where do you see your life going and moving as a result of this experience? Because you gave up your very successful chiropractic business, and now, you know, you shared with me during the break that, you know, things are different for you now.
Things are different, and what's so beautiful is that I don't have to know. Like, the biggest thing I learned from Billy is how much we don't know, and I'm much more comfortable with not knowing than I used to be, and also I value things in life differently than I used to. I really am able to value my relationship with myself, which I think the book has guided me to develop this inner place where I can feel kind of this contact with the universal principle that's within myself. And more than knowing exactly where I'm going, I feel like if I'm able to be in touch with that,
yeah,
then I'm going in the right direction.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to have much, much more with Annie Kagan, the author of The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We're going to take our third and final intermission now. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back. I'm David Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and my guest today is the amazingly spiritually irreverent and wonderful Annie Kagan, the author of The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. So, Annie, do you still meditate? And what's kind of your experience now in your meditations?
Yeah, great question, David. I do meditate, but my meditation has changed like everything else because Billy breaks the rules. So now instead of following only one way that I was taught by my teacher, I try lots of different things. One of the things is something that Billy gave me, which I think could benefit everybody. And before I had this experience with him, when he was doing Becoming the Universe, the phase that we talked about before, he said to me, "Are we the universe? Google it." And I found out that literally every single cell in our bodies was made on a star. Really, for real. And that is unbelievable to me. That is such an awe-inspiring thought. And Billy has me, and he talks about in the book about, you know, looking at the Hubble telescope and looking at the galaxies and realizing we are that. We are the stars. And I spend a lot of time imagining myself doing what Billy did, where I am becoming the universe, and I do have all sparkly stars as myself, especially when I have like a problem to solve or something that I'm thinking of. It's this very indirect method of letting go of just my normal human mind and taking a vacation in the universe and becoming the universe and letting go and doing that expansive state and then coming back. And then sometimes I just kind of know what to do after that. So I'm using this expanded universal consciousness as a way to live my life rather than linear thought.
So become, much more rounded in your approach to everything in terms of more universally omnipresent and everything. And And that's wonderful. I love that because that's kind of what I do. That's almost the exact same type of meditation I do. I go into the center of all that is. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just for 1 minute, it's like you get past the sense that you have to do something for an exact amount of time. And I don't keep a clock, a watch. I just go into that sacred space. And then when I come back out of it, I know exactly what to do. And that's what you're doing. You know, I ran across a quote this morning from one of my favorite authors, Brian Tracy, and he says, "The happiest people in the world are those who feel absolutely terrific about themselves, and this is the natural outgrowth of accepting total responsibility for every part of their life." Because I think we all know now, and Billy kind of teaches this, that we create our reality. We create our world based on our consciousness. And what are some of the other spiritual insights that he gave that were really moving for you in this book? Because, you know, this is a story. However, it's a spiritual teaching too. And that's what I'd like our listeners to know. And you got to get this book, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. And by the way, we sell it on our Heart Center website also. So, says Annie dropped out. I guess we're trying to get her back here. So Brian's getting her back. I guess she dropped out. And are you there, Annie? Okay. Well, I'll just talk a little bit until we get her back on the phone. You know, this book is a spiritual teaching. And the other thing that's amazing about the book is that the proofs that Billy gave Annie are absolutely phenomenal. The synchronicities are there throughout the book that prove that this was a reality. It's not some woo-woo, quasi-psychic experience that if you're scientifically inclined, you can just denounce, because there are so many synchronicities in the book that were amazing. Do we have Annie back now?
Taking care of that right now, David. Just stand by.
Okay. So again, the book is The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me There's Life After Death. And you can go to heartcenter.org, that's H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, and go to the store page, and then just click on the book or search for the book, and we have it available for $16.95 plus shipping. You can also go to Amazon, or you can go to a Barnes & Noble and pick up this wonderful book.
All right, David, Annie's back on. Here's Annie,
okay.
Dave.
Okay.
I guess we went into that universal space.
Yeah. We went into it. You went into it. And I was able to just tell a little bit more. I was telling our listeners that the proofs in the book, the synchronicities are amazing. And in addition to the proof that this was real, there's so much beautiful spiritual teaching that is enlightening, that actually reading the book puts you into that sacred space. And it's almost like Billy's awareness of the infinite and the allness of the cosmos and the universe is compressed into the words that he lovingly shared with you, that you have accurately recorded and refined. And of course, there was an editing process, because there always is with a book. And yet the essence of his consciousness is there, impregnated within the words, and the reader is really lifted up and imbued with this energy and this consciousness. And you feel it in your bones if you're at all sensitive. So
yes, I mean, so many people report that. And I do think that there is something going on with Billy's words, not my words. And one of the amazing things also is, you know, for the listeners who don't know, the book is a conversation. It's me and Billy and me and Billy. And Billy's words just came out one after another, like, da, 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 da. My part, you know, I take a long time to write. Is this correct? Should I change this word? But his part came out all in one piece, and no one edited Billy. Sometimes I would take out his repetitious. Sometimes it was repetitious. But nobody changed his words, and that was very important, and I'm very grateful to Hampton Roads, because they agreed not to change his words, and that was critical. And the book does take you along with him. People feel like they go with Billy. He's like their teacher. And they come back different. And that could make me happier. That's amazing.
And the dynamic wouldn't be the same had he not had these life challenges. It gives us all hope. And he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are more than the physical body. We're more than just what we are here on Earth. We're so much more powerful, so much more dynamic. We are created of the stardust, all of us. We're all one, and we got to just get beyond judgment and move into this beautiful field of love and light. So what final message would you like to share in the next? Oh, we only have 15 more seconds. Tell us.
See life through your own eyes, not through the eyes of others. You be your master.
All right, I love it. Annie Kagan, it's been a pleasure. We love you. Thank you so much for honoring us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Buy the book, everyone, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. We're going to sign off. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. Until next week, God bless you. Take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.